Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about that, Jeff? Do you think they're that far off or not?
I think he makes a lot of good points, Tommy. And I know there was a lot of people just aggravated. I think a lot of LSU fans were thinking they would just walk into Columbia, South Carolina, win by a couple touchdowns, and go back to Baton Rouge. And yeah, I had the prediction of LSU winning 30-16. I think it was something like that. I thought they could win by a couple touchdowns myself, but the way the game played out, South Carolina jumped on them fast. And you see this a lot with 11 o'clock games. That was a raucous environment, a fan base that was fired up because their team had just defeated somebody else by 25 points on the road, probably looking at LSU being a little vulnerable. And they jumped all over LSU, and they went up 17-0. But and that's frustrating. And that's frustrating as a fan base to watch them give up two long rushing touchdowns. It's frustrating to see them get inside the 5-yard line and not score. So that's now three trips inside the 5-yard line this year, and they failed to score a touchdown. And those are things that Brian Kelly talked about yesterday as far as trying to address. But you can't ignore the fact that you're down 17-0, and you had, I want to say they had just 7 total yards in that first quarter, and you somehow figured out a way to win. And in the end, this is a result-oriented business, right? And what you're supposed to do is win football games. And it's not always going to be pretty. And so you got to give them credit. Now, are they at the level of where Texas and Alabama is at this moment? You know, going on the road and beating the pants off of two teams and winning decisively? No, they're not. And they may not get there this year either, Tommy, but I think what I like about Brian Kelly is when you listen to him talk and you heard he gives a lot of great detail, mm-hmm. and you can tell he has an idea of where he wants to go and he has a plan on how to try to get there. I think it's just taking longer to get there than most fans would like.
Tell me about defense on the back end and still some confusion there. I don't quite understand what's going on. Do you?
Well, you also have to look at, there were several new starters in this game. You were starting a true freshman at safety in Deshaun Spears. Zy Alexander gets his first start at cornerback this season. Whit Weeks gets a start. Parrish Shand is started in the middle of your defensive line. So several, and this again also contributes to the potential or the reason on why South Carolina in that first series just marched right down the field against LSU, and the Tigers didn't have a chance. And I think people forget about that as well when you kind of take a look at how the game played out. So Brian Kelly talked about it yesterday about, you still have two new first-year coordinators who are trying to figure out what's the right 11 to have out there, what's the right type of schemes to have out there in certain situations. And this is just all a work in progress. And the good news is, Tom, and I alluded to it in the story that I got up at WWL.com right now, is they got 3 weeks to really kind of figure this stuff out. Mm-hmm. UCLA coming up this Saturday, and then they host South Alabama, two games that are very winnable. Then you have a bye week, and then you get your next major test against Ole Miss, and you get them at home. So they got 3 weeks to figure it out. We'll see if they can get there. No promises. But, again, listening to Brian Kelly talk yesterday, he has an idea of what needs to get done, whether they have enough talent to get it done and do they have enough time to get it done. That for this season, it's still a question mark.
Tell me a little bit more what Brian Kelly had to say yesterday.
Well, I mean, he focused in on three things that they need to figure out. They need to figure out personnel, right? So I just mentioned, had a whole bunch of different new starters. All of a sudden in that game, Caden Durham, freshman running back, kind of comes out of nowhere, rushes for 98 yards for you, gets two touchdowns. So I'm sure they got to figure out the running back rotation. Kelly talked yesterday that, you know, it's not going to be like Durham is not going to be the number one back. They're still going to sprinkle in Josh Williams and Caleb Jackson. Wait, but I think you're going to see more of Caden Durham.
He is going to be the number one back, or he's not going to be?
He is not. At this point, he's not ready to anoint him as the number one running back.
All right.
I think he still wants to get Josh Williams some carries. He still wants to get Caleb Jackson some carries, but is Caden Durham still going to be? Is Caden Durham going to be a bigger part of this offense from here on out? I think so. I mean, that was exactly what you needed at that time when you were down 17-0. You needed somebody to step up, and nobody would have thought that one of the smallest guys on the team and a true freshman playing on the road for the first time would be able to do that. But he did it.
He runs a lot bigger than he is. He runs a lot bigger than he is. I'll tell you that.
He's very similar to Clyde Edwards-Helaer, I thought. I thought it, kind of that same type of running style. They're still figuring things out on defense, too. The schemes that Kelly talked about, you know, I mentioned it earlier. You've had, through 3 weeks this season, you've had three trips inside the five-yard line, and you're not scoring. And Coach Brian Kelly says, hey, that's coaching. We're not – whatever their plan is once they get inside the five-yard line is not working. So the coaches got to figure it out. They got to get the right personnel on the field. These long touchdown runs that have hurt the Tigers the last couple of weeks, they got to figure that out. What's happening there? Get the right personnel out there. So
was that about personnel or discipline?
Very much a work in progress.
Those two long quarterback runs, was that discipline or personnel?
Well, I think on one of those touchdown runs, he had a true freshman in Ahmad Breaux, who was a defensive end at Ruston High School last year, trying to play defensive tackle in the SEC. He got, himself in a bad situation and couldn't cover the hole. Mm-hmm. Whit Weeks makes a poor read on one of the touchdown runs. Sage Ryan, a senior safety, got juked out on that long quarterback run. I mean, it's a variety of things that guys are making mistakes, and they gotta. And I always hate when coaches say, got to clean it up. But, they got to clean those kind of things up. They got to figure out why those things are happening and teach them better and teach better technique so that the next time a quarterback, a big quarterback busts through into the secondary, the safety can make the tackle instead of, getting his ankles broken on the play. So, and I mean that, figuratively, not literally. But these are things that they're trying to coach up. And again, I think where fans are get upset about it is just that it's not that they look at it. Hey, Brian, this is Brian Kelly's third year. These things shouldn't be happening. And there's some argument to be made. But again, you gotta look at where they were coming from defensively and where they're trying to get to. And as Brian Kelly, I think, even said after the USC game, these things are just not going to get fixed overnight.
And also, I think you have to realize that a coach's third year, and look, this applies to everybody, not just Brian Kelly, but with the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, it's not like it used to be a coach's third year, right?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent,
and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business.
Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think fans look at it and say,
I know it's for everybody.
The fans say, hey, you got the transfer portal now. You don't have to sit there and recruit a kid out of high school and then wait 3 years to develop. You can just go into the transfer portal and pick out Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, and, you know, you should be fine. Well, it worked out for Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, but it doesn't happen. And it's not like there's a reason why some of these guys are in the transfer portal to begin with, because they weren't good enough to play at their other school, and now they think they're good enough, and they really truly are not. We could sit here and take a look at maybe some mistakes that Brian Kelly made when he first got here, right? I mean, not keeping Corey Raymond, the defensive backs coach. Matt House, the defensive coordinator, on paper, it seemed like a good hire. It just didn't work out. It sets your program back. It's kind of like when you, in the NFL, you draft, look at the Carolina Panthers. They drafted Bryce Young as their number one quarterback. 2 years later, I guess 18, 19 games into it, I think they've realized, well, this isn't really the guy for us, or at least not the guy. You know, these decisions get made it seems great on paper. Bryce Young, hey, great quarterback at Alabama. Looks like he'll be great in the NFL, and it doesn't work out for whatever reason. So, and Matt House did not work out for whatever reason, even though on paper it looked like a very solid hire. So things have happened, and you got to just kind of keep pushing and pressing forward until eventually you get everything in place that you would like to get in place, and it's still September.
So it is,
September,
and you got,
and they got time.
Like you're saying, you got 2 weeks in September to get it figured out against UCLA and then South Alabama. You think they do by the time they play Ole Miss on October 12th?
Well, it's going to be tough because Ole Miss has got a lot of talent. I would say Ole Miss is, well, you just have to look at the rankings, even in the preseason rankings. Ole Miss ranked higher than LSU, and the reason why they're ranked higher than LSU is because they got more talent. And so it's going to be a tough game. I think you can look at certain things and say that they have made strides from week one to week three. And Brian Kelly says they're close. They're close. So we'll see. What you don't want to see this Saturday against UCLA, a team that absolutely got hammered at home by Indiana you want to see them execute in the red zone. You want to see them prevent the big play on the ground and see, just continue to see if, continue to see this offense click, with this offense and Garrett Nussmeier. And Garrett Nussmeier showed it on Saturday. When you got a quarterback as good as him, you're never out of a ball game. Yep. And that was on full display this past Saturday.
And a tough guy, you got to get defense figured out is what you got to get to. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We come back, we're going to talk to Mark Drews, Director of Public Works for Jefferson Parish, about Francine and a pumping station and what went on with the Duncan Canal, which is controlled, I think, some of the pumps by the airport, which is more of a bifurcated system, which kind of makes no sense to me. We'll talk about all that when we come back on WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.